just wait. We came from and where we go from here. Oh, but through the eyes of the prophet God revealed to us. Before God was God, all the way to future. Angel of God is leading our souls into invisible, inaudible, inconceivable, way to believe all the possible. Oh, in this new day, the angel of God. Not seen for 2,000 years, appear. He said, fixing things for us to leave. Oh, he's waving visions of ourselves before us, so we can walk step by step into what we do. I know very soon I'll be raptured out of here. The angel of God is here, leading our souls into invisible, inaudible, inconceivable, faith to believe all the impossible. Oh, new things
hallelujah.
I know very soon I'll be raptured out of here. The angel of God is here, leading our souls into invisible, inaudible, inconceivable, faith to believe all the impossible. Oh, in this new day,
I see I've not seen.
I see I've not seen, nor yes yet, the thing that God is prepared for those who be loved. But in this day, God. If you say nothing shall be impossible unto you,
that's true, hallelujah.
New things are
this.
I know very soon I'll be raptured out of here.
New things, but
the angel of God is in our souls into.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
These people.
have to be difficult, brother and sister. Hallelujah.
To him in my praise. Oh, sir, you hold me. All these people for my soul.
Glory. As we close our eyes, brother and sister, hallelujah.
Angel of glory is here.
You declare new things, brother and sister, hallelujah. New things, hallelujah.
Faith to live for you.
Yes, you Lord. Indeed. We thank you, Father. We appreciate you, O God. We raise our hands to you, Father. Lord Jesus, you said, come, let us reason together. Thank you, Jesus. You want us to go back to the beginning. Pentecost experience. This is the hunger of our soul, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. We appreciate it, Lord. We thank you, Father. Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Prayer answering God. Oh, God. We are so thankful this morning. We thank you, Father. We appreciate you, Lord. appreciate you, Father. We thank you, Lord Jehovah. Lord Jesus Christ, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? From eternity to eternity, thou art God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Bible days are back. Back to the beginning. Thank you, Jesus. Power for service. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. We love you, Lord. We want to tell you we love you, Father. Thank you for dying for us on the cross of Calvary. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jehovah, for taking us back, Lord Jehovah, to the beginning, Almighty Jehovah, where you come and have fellowship with Adam. We love you, Father. We declare new things that want to be declared. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Another book of Acts being written. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, you are not a dead God. You are not Baal. Baal cannot answer. But Lord, our God, He is so awesome. He reigns from heaven above. He answers. What a mighty God we save. Lest I forget Gethsemane. Lead me to Calvary. That's the reason you died on the cross. Wait unto Jerusalem until you are endured with the power from on high. We thank you, Father. We appreciate you. We glorify your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. King of my life, I do. gift. Hallelujah.
Come with a gift to
the tomb is empty. What a privilege. Hallelujah.
Oh, show to me now.
Kings chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. Then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. As he fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria and was sick, and he sent messengers and said unto them, Go inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether I should recover from the disease. We just continue reading. But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, Arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say unto him, Is it not because there is not a god in Israel that you go to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? Now therefore, thus says the Lord, Thou shalt not come down from the bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And Elijah departed. May the Lord bless the reading of his word as we take our seats. Want to greet you this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thanking the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. Aren't you privileged to be worshiping a God that answers prayer? For me, I can say the Lord answers prayer. I can confirm and confess God answers prayer. Glory be to God. Those who also are praying, I know there are some people who also know God answers prayer. It's so good. We're going back to the beginning. So last time we spoke about the first beginning being the creation in Genesis. We also spoke about the second one as well, that is the inauguration of the church at Pentecost. We also spoke about the third, behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. Sure, we spoke about all those things. Maybe today we just also want to say, but why are we saying we go back to the beginning? The reason we are saying go back to the beginning is we need power back in the church. That which Adam lost in the Garden of Eden, we want it back. We remember Adam was an amateur god, but because of sin, that power went away. But praise be the name of the Lord. There was a proclamation in heaven when an angel proclaimed and said, Who is worthy to take the book and loose the seals thereof? John saw that no man was worthy. He started to cry. But behold, one of the elders said unto John, Weep not, John. For the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to take the book. That's why we are saying, brother, we got to go back to the beginning. That's the reason
the seals were opened to bring us back to the same power that Adam had in the Garden of Eden. So today, brother and sister, we are saying that same power has been restored back to the church. John knew if the seals were not going to be opened, humanity was doomed. There was no way man was going to go back to the beginning. That's the reason why he cried. But God, who is rich in mercy, he sent a kinsman redeemer. Therefore, brother, there is no reason for you to remain in your sins, to remain in your sickness, when the redeemer came. Not just a redeemer, he is a king with kinsmen, a king folk, one like you. No wonder why he came in the like of flesh. If he came as a mighty God, he was not going to be a kinsman redeemer, but he had to come as a baby. Mary had to hold him in her hands. The reason was to take us back to the beginning. Now Adam was all powerful. He could speak, brother, and things would happen. But he lost all that power. But now, therefore, the forfeited title deed is now in the hands of the original owner. Glory be to God. It could not go into the dirty hands of the enemy, the
Satan.
It had to go back to the original owner. Now the original owner has the title book. A proclamation is given who is worthy to open the book. He doesn't want to continue holding on to the book. He is looking for you. He is looking for a sister. He is looking for a brother whom he can give that title deed book. You got to go back to the beginning. The title deed to the earth, eternal life. Adam forfeited it. Then Satan's dirty hands could not take it. So it went to its original owner, God himself. Aren't you glad this morning to say, Lord, send us a prophet to tell us all these things? They were lying dormant. But when he came, he is telling us all this. There he sits on the throne with it in his hand, the title deed. The title deed to eternal life. Abstract title deed to eternal life. When Adam forfeited it for wisdom instead of faith, it went back to the hands of the owner, Almighty God. What a great thing. What is this book of redemption? This title, abstract title deed. That is 118, yes?
118.
You say abstract. What does an abstract mean? It means it stretched all the way to its beginning. So no wonder why we are saying we could go back to the beginning, brother. Glory be to God. And when sin has been confessed, just a feather down, and fallen into the blood of Jesus Christ, oh my, it gives an abstract. chino vachanzvera wakusvika pakutanga,
right straight back to the creator again,
kudzokera kumusiki zvakare,
you become a son of God,
wozova mwanakomana waMwari.
Abstract title deed is held in the hands of the Almighty.
Buku regwaro rakanzvera kubva kumamambo riri maoko aMwari wamasimba ose.
Oh my,
aiwa ini zvangu.
I like that.
Ndinozvida izvo.
Ini zvangu.
Ah, oh my.
Profita angashaya kutotaura kuti chii?
He ran short of words.
Vakati ini zvangu.
And he just said, oh my.
It's redemption means.
Kana rudzikino ruchireva kuti.
All legal possession.
Kupuwa mvumo yenhaka
yose. All that was lost by Adam and Eve.
Yakaraswa na Adam na Eve.
Brother. All that Adam and Eve lost.
Zvakaraswa naAdam naEve zvese.
This abstract title deed.
Gwaro renhaka rakanzverwa iri.
It restores it back to the believer.
Rinozvidzorera kumuteni.
It is up to you, brother and sister.
Zvakauri hama hanzvadzi.
To say, I want to take all of it.
Kuti ndoda kutora zvese.
If you want to take part of it.
Kana uchida kutora chikamu chazvo.
It is up to you.
Zviri kwauri.
But if you want to take everything in its totality.
Kana uchida kutora zvese mukuzara kwazvo.
You are given, brother.
Aiwa wakapuwa.
It is yours.
Ndezvako.
Glory be to God.
Mwari ngavakudzwe.
So there is no reason, brother and sister,
hapana chikonzero hama,
why we can now not go back to the beginning.
Chekuti usadzokere kumavambo.
Because the lamb was slain out for us.
Nekuti gwayana rakaurayirwa tose.
And he is also worthy to take the book.
Uye akadzirwa kutora bhuku.
The seals were opened.
Zvisimbiso zvakazarurwa.
They were revealed.
Zvakaiswa pachena.
Now we can say power back to the church.
Zvino takwanisa kuti simba ridzokere kuchechi.
We can say power back to the individual.
Takuti simba ridzokere kumunhu.
Glory be to God.
Mwari ngavakudzwe.
We can even talk about power of the Pentecostal experience.
Takutaura simba rechitiko chePentecost.
Now when they were told to say you remain in Jerusalem until you are endured with power from on high. Why power from on high? So that you mind the business of the maker.
Acts
2:37. We see Peter preaching and people's hearts were pricked. And they say, brother and sister, what shall we do? And he said unto them, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Tende ukaimo papatidzwe mumene mumwenye muzitara Jesu Kristu kuti muregerewo zvivi zvenyu mozogamuchira chipo chemweya mutsvene.
So Holy Ghost. The Lord our God shall call.
Kunyange nekuwanda kwose vachadanwa naMwari wedu.
Don't let the devil lie to you.
Usanyepero na devil.
To say the Holy Ghost is not yours.
Kuti muyamtsena husi wako.
Show the devil Acts chapter 2.
Ratidza diaboli mabasa 2.
To say the promise is unto me.
Kuti vimbiso ndeyangu.
To my children.
Nekuvana vangu.
And to all those that are far off.
Nekune vose vari kure.
Even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Vose vakawanda vachadanwa naMwari.
It is him that calleth.
NdiMwari vanodana.
It's not him that willeth or him that runneth.
Asi zvanoda kana anomhanya.
But it's him that showeth mercy.
Asi ndiMwari vanoratidza.
That mercy is going to call you, brother. That mercy called you, sister. That amazing grace. There is nothing that can stand. Glory be to God. Now these brothers, when they were endured with powerful service, they started walking. Going into the temple. It is their duty, it was their duty, which is also our duty, to go into the temple. Acts chapter 3, verse 2. While is there on their post of duty going into the temple, there was also another man who was also on his post of duty begging.
I want you to know, brother and sister, that this certain man, he was lame from his mother's womb. Now, I want you to notice, he was accustomed, used to being carried and being put very close to the entrance of the temple. I'm sure he was also used to hearing the days of miracles are past. Because if he is a man, I want to believe he was above 20 years. So he was lame from his mother's womb. And now he qualifies to be called a man. So he had this infirmity for a long time. And he knew this kind of people who were giving him some coins. So this day he was expecting when he saw the disciples coming. Whom seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asked an
alms.
But Peter was restored back to the beginning. He fastened his eyes and looked at him and said, "Look on us." And he gave heed. The reason why he gave heed, he was expecting to receive something. But praise be the name of the Lord. He got more than he was expecting. Because he came face to face to people that were restored to the beginning. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." This is what happens when people are restored. They speak, brother, and it happens. Glory be to God. And it's not them people, but it is God in them that does it. Less people magnify a human being. No wonder why even Peter in verse 12, he says, "And when he saw it, he answered unto the people, you men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why you look so earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk?" Brother and sister, no man can heal. There is no man that can heal. I can hear the people kind of thinking, is this correct? No man can heal. Even if the pastor prays for you and you are healed, the pastor cannot heal. Let me also just drop this. You know, sometimes the reason why we don't get exactly what we want, God knows if you are prayed for, you ask the pastor to pray for you and you are healed, you start magnifying the pastor. Therefore, he says he is a jealous God and he knows, so he won't heal you. No man is a healer, brother and sister. It is only God that heals. And it is only him who should be given the glory and the honor. Do you know, brother, sometimes when people fall, it's because of people who try to elevate. It is human nature, brother and sister, that a man wants to be elevated. But Herod,
as Herod,
when people spoke to him, he was an orator. They say that God has spoken, and they believed it. He believed it. He got the glory. And immediately, God struck him. Glory be to God.
Amen.
So glory and honor should go to the maker. Glory and honor should go to the healer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The prophet says in the message expectation,
paragraph 58.
I do not claim to be a divine healer. That's the prophet. Did you hear that? He didn't claim to be a healer. Papers and things call it that, but that's an error. There's no man can heal, not even Jesus. Jesus didn't claim to be a divine healer. He said, it's not me that doeth the work. It's my Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. No mortal could claim divine healing then. Glory be to God. If he could not claim divine healing, then certainly I would not. No flesh can glory. It comes by the Spirit of God. He is the healer. So if you are sick, and you want the pastor to pray for you, then you say, Lord, I know this is your channel that you put in. I'm going to call him to say, Pastor, please pray. When I am healed, I'll give the glory back to you, Lord. Brother, God will be touched by that kind of a faith. You will just call the pastor as a formality, but you already be healed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The third, we talk about the coming of Malachi 4. Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of fathers back to children, hearts of children back to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
Amen.
So the reason why he came is to turn the hearts of children back to the Pentecostal fathers. The prophet says in the message, exposition of the seven church ages, also seven church age. Yes. Now this messenger of Malachi 4 and Revelation 10:7 is going to do two things. One, according to Malachi 4, he will turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. Two, he will reveal the mysteries of the seven thunders in Revelation 10, which are the revelations contained in the seven seals.
Chechipire, acha zarura zakavanzika, zirimuti nemira minomoya zakazarwa 10, zinoa zizaruro zakatakurwa nezisimbiso zinomwe.
This is what chemerwa na John kaizvi.
This is what John was crying for.
Ah, sizvaya zvakamirira Malachi chapter 4.
But it was waiting for Malachi 4.
Saka ndosakakanzi usachema iwe John.
That's why John was told, do not cry.
Saka isinofanwa kufara.
So we should rejoice.
Kuti zvaichemerwa na John.
That what John cried for. In our day, we are seeing it being made manifest.
Because it will be this divinely revealed mystery truth that literally turn the hearts of their children to the Pentecostal fathers. Exactly so.
This is what.
So we are saying back to the beginning. Where you have got power for service. Power to live a righteous life. Power to free you from any form of bondage. If you are sick, you should be redeemed. You should be redeemed or freed from your lying. If you are bound by by the fetters of the evil one, you should be set free. You should have the power to move elements. Glory be to God. That's why Adam could speak and elements would move. Peter also could say, silver and gold have I none, because he was restored. He was freed. Malachi 4 could also even command the raging bull. He could speak to the storm. Why? All these were restored back to the beginning. So Malachi 4 students, you also need to be restored back to the beginning. Don't push it for tomorrow. Take it now. Even while yet Peter spake, we want people with such kind of a faith to say, why tomorrow when I can receive today? Don't be like Pharaoh. Don't be like Pharaoh. He was told, when do you want the frogs to go? He says, tomorrow. No. Glory be to God. We want Malachi 4 students that catch things, put that into practice, and speak like Malachi 4. Glory be to God. Remember, we are in the eagle age. An eagle is not slow, brother.
Amen.
An eagle is so swift, fast. Before you realize it, it has covered a kilometer or two. While somebody is still doing his gossip, the eagle is way away. It has taken flight. So let them do their gossip, brother. You are a Malachi 4 student. You store right into the heavenly, into the skies, where all things are possible. Not some things, brother. We are talking of all things. Glory be to God. I want to take this as a race, brother. I want to believe it was a race. So in the beginning, there was Adam. Adam was in the race. You know, relay, yes, relay. You know, it's four tracks into one. I'm sure my friends, they can understand this better, because they practice this at school. Now you have number one right with the stick he's given. We have our Adam. He is doing his part. He was doing everything, brother. He could speak to nature. He is running. But unfortunately, Mr. Serpent came in as well and put his lies. Adam's speed started to decrease. He is overtaken. He then passed over the stick to Peter and them disciples. Peter and them disciples did their part. But they were behind. But when Peter started going to the gate of the beautiful gate, when he was saying, silver and gold have I none, he started to cover ground. Oh, brother and sister, yes, he was covering ground, but he was still behind. Oh, but then Paul was coming in as well. He started to preach. He was preaching long until Eutychus, he fell asleep. And he
down dead. But Paul was returned. He was a restored somebody. He knew he was going to the beginning. He just prayed for Eutychus and continued with the service. Glory be to God. When he did that, they were very close now to the other one who was leading. He then realized, I cannot catch up with this one. He handed over to Malachi 4. Glory be to God. First pull, second pull, he was trailing behind. People were saying, come on, Malachi 4. But he was trailing behind. Third pull, here he comes. He was taking giant strides now. Glory be to God. He could say, he will come in church and say, yes, you can bring the patient. I see you were not born blind. You were born seeing, but I see you were looking at the sun because you were worshipping the sun god, and that caused you to be blind. But do you believe the God whom I worship is able to give you your sight? Rather, giant strides were being taken. Glory be to God. He was preaching 26th of June 1963. He said, my title is why? He said, turn around, shake the brother, shake the sister next to you. Brother Way falls down dead. Praise be the name of the Lord. But we are talking about somebody who was restored back to the beginning. Like Paul to Eutychus. He went and prayed. He said, Lord God, restore back the life of Brother
Wage.
He went back to the platform. Brother Way was healed. Glory! As soon as that was done, brother, he was almost just about to overtake the one who was ahead of him. Now he says, now I see that which happened in the Garden of Eden. He is seeing while he's preaching. He says, I see Adam and Eve, God's sweethearts, right in the Garden of Eden. He says, I see Adam back there where he put his arms around his little sweetheart to walk out of here, for God had condemned them. Now he is seeing, he is hearing what happened in the Garden of Eden. Now, when he was seeing this, giant strides he was having. I hear something going. The prophet claps. What is it? Is the old bloody sheepskin beating down on their legs, speaking of some time.
So 1955,
brother and sister, the prophet was preaching. He is seeing what was happening in the Garden of Eden. He could see Adam and his wife walking. Remember, God had killed and given them the skin of a sheep. And while he is seeing them, while he's preaching, while that one is happening, he overtook. Because the strides were so great, what is left is the last one. Last lap, brother and sister. The prophet is handing over to you. Glory be to God. But brother, because the prophet took ahead, he is leading.
nekuda kuti muprofita anga ari pamberi vakatungamira.
You are also leading now.
Newe uri kutungamira.
So you is handed over to you.
Saka chimuti chapuwa kwauri.
What Adam lost in the Garden of Eden.
Zvakarasikwa naAdam mubindu rei.
It's been restored back to the church. It's been restored back to the individual. Now the button stick is in your hands. No wonder why we are talking about going back to the beginning. Going back to the Pentecostal experience. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will give you power for service. Remember, the Holy Ghost is an enforcer. He is not a negotiator. He is an enforcer. That's why we are saying, if you receive the Holy Ghost since you believe, it is power for service. You don't negotiate with the demons. The Holy Ghost enforces. The Holy Ghost speaks. And it has to happen. Even that thief that has stolen a car, the Holy Ghost, who is the enforcer, was watching, walking around on the ways and highways, and enforces the thief to say, "You thief, bring back.
Zorera mota.
Bring back.
Zorera.
Bring back.
Zorera."
We are saying this morning, if the devil has stolen something from you, if he has given sickness to you,
taking
your loved ones, we have the Holy Ghost. Back to the beginning. Back to the beginning. The Holy Ghost. While Peter yet spake. While Peter yet spake. Back to the beginning. Back to the beginning. We believe it. We say, Satan, give back that which you stole. Give back the Holy Ghost. His duty is just to enforce. I challenge any spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. We put it under our feet for the glory of Jesus Christ. If you are sick this morning, I want to challenge you. Rise to your feet. Defy it. You are gone. If you don't have a child, tell that eternity spirit to say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. You enforce. Don't argue with the devil. Praise be the name of the Lord. Is there no balm in
Gilead?
Oh, brother and sister, this is the time where we take that which is ours. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We declare new things. We are sick and tired of the devil telling lies to us. This is the time we declare new things. Declare new things. When it has to be new, it is something that is big, earth shattering, out of this world. That's a new thing. God is not threatened, even if he sees the devil walking even on his finger. He is not threatened. Do you think the Creator is afraid of a creation? Let's just see new things have been declared again. Somebody has to declare a new thing today. I want to tell you, brother and sister, when I was praying for this service in the AMs today, I felt encouraged. Another sister, yes, this morning she also sent, saying, yes, hour of prayer. That was in the AMs. I said, yes, I'm not alone. And I know you were also saying the same things because I know you'll be praying. I know that. It is our time to declare new things. Don't fear, for my God. Loosen up, brother and sister.
Chingo sununguka amanzati.
Until this day, no man can tell us just where we came from and where we go. Prophet God revealed to us. Before God was God, all the way to future. Oh, new things are being declared. I know very soon I'll be raptured out of fear. The angel of God is here. Our souls into the invisible, the inaudible, the inconceivable. Faith to believe for the impossible. Oh, in this new day, the angel of God, not seen for 2,000 years. Appear.
Hallelujah! Glory!
He's here fixing things for us to live. Oh, he's waving visions of himself before us. Oh, so we can walk step by step into what may be. Oh, child of faith, the angel of God is here, leading our souls into the invisible, inaudible, inconceivable. Faith to believe for the impossible. Oh, it's you.
Lest I forget to get you. Lest I forget Gethsemane, brother and sister. We want to go back to the beginning. It is Gethsemane that will take us back to the beginning. He died for you. He died for you. So that I will have power for service. King of my life. Oh, he is king of our lives, brother and sister. We're going to crown him.
King of my life, I crown. Oh, thou shalt the glory be. Calvary.
Shemwari makarurama wareko kumusoro kudenga. Ime musiki wedenga nenyika. Tinofara mwari kutinokwanisa kubatanidzwa nemi. Ishe wangu Jehovah, ndimi makaita kuti tiwe zvatiri. Ndimi baba ishe makatiratidza shoko. Baba wangu ratiunganidza pano mangwanani ano. Tinorumbidza zita renyu Jehovha. Tinokutendai baba nekutishanyira. Tinokutendai nekuwa pakati pedu. Baba wangu ishe service inenge isina kukwana. Imi kana muchinge musipo. Baba tinokwanisa kupupura nemiromo yedu kuti muri pano pakati pedu. Oh mutsvene makarurama Jehovha. Ishe Mwari tenge tichimba baba tikati the angel of the Lord is here. Father, this is not an imagination, but Father, we know what we are singing. We know what we are talking about. The mighty angel is in the camp. Oh, Father God. And when you are in the camp, we know demons have no power. We paralyze every demon. We paralyze every sickness. We paralyze every unbelief. Father, we are coming unto you this morning. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, ancestral spirits that are tormenting your people. We want to paralyze them this morning. Father, is